When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And the 2-2. Hit sharply. Right at Torkelson. And the Tigers hold on and win this one 3-1 as the Astros leave the bases loaded. And all of Motown can exhale. Oh, what a game. And the Tigers lead this best of 3-1-0.
There it is. Detroit wins game one.
Son 3.
Yes, 3-1. I hear you, T. I hear you, man.
Oh.
That was a tough watch because that, when it's all said and done, Scooble was nails, man. Out of the gate, he was nails. He's probably going to win the Cy Young. He went 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, only walked one, ended 2 innings with big strikeouts and staring down the Astros dugout. I don't think anybody took offense to it or anything like that, but he was definitely jacked out of his mind. And then the bullpen came in and they shut the Astros down as well until that last inning. The Astros got to him, made it real interesting, and you had some guys come through in big time fashion. Yainer Diaz he pushes a single through the right side of the infield to get that one run. Jeremy Pena bunts, sack bunts to move runners to second and third. Then Chaz McCormick had a chance to get White Boy Chaz back, and he did well, but he didn't do enough to get his nickname back. But he drew a walk to load the bases for Jason Hayward.
That was a big at bat.
It was a good at bat. Made him. I mean, he had to pitch. I don't know how many pitches it was, but it was up there. He fouled off several pitches and battled and got a walk, loaded the bases. And Jason Hayward hits an absolute screamer just right at the first baseman. I mean, got on top of it. It was a line drive, and first baseman never had to move. He teased the hell out of me because I thought that was down the line and it was definitely going to score two. But it didn't. Nonetheless, the Astros lose game one, 3-1. It's a 3-game series. They're down 1-0 in this series. Sean Bajani, how you feeling about these Astros and their ability to bounce back and take the next two?
Well, it's literally win or go home, and we're about to find out the answer to our question, one of which we started the show today asking, would you rather Yusei Kikuchi or Hunter Brown? Who's it going to be for game two? The season is on their shoulders, and I think if we're being honest, you take out of the equation what – either one of the two have done this season or even career-wise against the Detroit Tigers. It's what can either one of them do against the Detroit Tigers tomorrow in a win-or-go-home game. I feel comfortable with either one of those guys, but it just feels like it should be Hunter Brown. It feels like what he has in his arsenal would be the best possible matchup against this Tigers lineup, which, look, on paper, I know what they've done here recently. The Tigers are playing some of the best baseball, the best baseball, for being honest, in all of the major leagues. And the Astros have been playing the best baseball in all of the major leagues for far longer. And Hunter Brown has been very much a part of that. If I had to choose one guy with a gun to my head, it should be Hunter Brown on the mound tomorrow for the Astros. And I'd feel really, really good about that. But the Astros have had several opportunities in the last couple of weeks to kind of galvanize, if they even needed to do that, Clint. And I feel like, again, today's another example of being able to do that, fighting back, being relentless, resilient. You know, their hashtag literally has been, they've been living it all season long. What else do you want from Jason Hayward? You know, for the guys that have come before him, give him the opportunity, have great at bats. That was an 8-pitch at bat by Chaz McCormick, who came back from down 1-2 in it to earn that walk. And all you're looking for is the chance. Jason Hayward rips a freaking ball down the right field line that we both thought was, you know, going to be a double down the line, and he's running for days, and the Astros tie this game, maybe even go ahead. Yeah. Who knows? It didn't happen.
Well, don't forget Caratini also. He went with a pitch to left field as he was hitting left-handed, obviously. He went with a pitch to left field and hit it well, and it wasn't far enough into left field in order to get down. He hit it not right at the left fielder, but it close enough to him. And so, from all the way from Diaz's at bat, really all the way through, there's nothing you can complain about with the Astros in that ninth inning right there. I mean, every at bat was a solid at bat.
Even go back, Jordan's at bat to start the inning. Yeah. I mean, he freaking rips a damn double, in a really difficult part of the park to try and get one out off the wall, over the glove of the center fielder. And you still haven't had a chance to really see if he can run or not.
Yeah, right.
he literally just cruised into second base and then is promptly pinch run for by Zach DeCenzo. But the fact that he's able to obviously swing the bat, swing it well with pop, that's huge.
Yep.
And you just need it to all kind of come together tomorrow. It all comes down to tomorrow, Hunter Brown or Yusei Kikuchi. At the end of the day, you're not going to win very many playoff games when you can only push one run across.
This is all nervous.
You leave 8 guys on base today. I think they were 2 of 7 with runners in scoring position, though they seem to start heating up towards the latter portion of the game, an area of which they've not been very good in, statistically speaking, all season long. But who's better at getting up off the mat, as Patrick Creighton always likes to say, and who's been better in clutch situations over the course of the last near decade than the Astros in these positions?
Yeah, if there's a team that's not going to flinch, it's damn sure the Astros. There's no doubt about that. Look, Framber Valdez was not great today. Went 4 1/3, gave up 7 hits, 3 earned runs, walked 2, struck out 3. He gave up 3 earned runs, but it was single in the second inning. It was beautiful baseball if you're just a fan of baseball. But it wasn't like they barreled up bombs or anything like that. It was Framber Valdez went 4 1/3, threw 78 pitches, and he didn't have his best stuff today, and the Astros didn't have enough firepower at the plate to make up for it.
Joe Espada just moments ago announced the Game 2 starter, and it in fact will be Hunter Brown. Per Chandler Rome on Twitter, Hunter Brown, Detroit native and Wayne State product, will start Game 2 of the Wild Card Series against the Tigers to save the Astros' season. All A.J. Hinch said pregame, I believe it was today, when asked about who he would think about starting in Game 2, was that it's going to be Tarik Skubal today and pitching chaos the rest of the way. I would imagine A.J. Hinch announces a Game 2 starter, if he hasn't already, here very soon.
Well, it's going into Game 2. You're going to know you're fully loaded. Jordan Alvarez did obviously play today, batted third, hit third in the lineup. What did he end up? He ended up 2 for 3.
Who, Jordan today?
Yeah, Jordan, 2 for 3, 2 for 4.
I know he had a couple of hits.
I got it right in front of me. Let me go ahead and 2 for 4 today. He did strike out once, had the double off the wall late that kind of got that little bit of a rally started. He led off that ninth inning. So Jordan Alvarez is good to go. Tucker obviously hit second. Bregman showing no signs of any issues with that arm. And so the Astros are full go. Everybody's ready to rock and roll. Hunter Brown out of the gate tomorrow. How you feel about the series overall? I know you feel good about the Astros and their track record, but this squad right here with the ability to win the next two to take this wild card series. Tyler, how you feeling about it after watching that game?
Can't ever count them out, man. Like, I know y'all just mentioned Patrick Creighton's little catchphrase that we all love it because it's true. Nobody gets up off the mat like the Stros, and right now, Stros fans just got to hold on to faith that they'll continue to do that. This era ain't over till it's over. There's a lot of baseball left to play. 9 innings, actually, is what's on the line for the Astros tomorrow. But, no, I feel good about it. I don't feel bad about it. I feel good about it. Young kid Hunter Brown, let's go.
Hey, all you can do is talk him up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what we spent a majority of the season, half of the season, almost more than half of the season, if we're being honest, like talking about all of the negative because it was impossible to get away from. I mean, literally since before spring training officially started, Justin Verlander was 2 weeks behind. All of the injuries that they got pelted with coming back from, 12 games under 500 two different times, 10 games back in the division on June 18th. Talk them up. I mean, why focus on the negative? I mean, you have people getting thrown in the towel through, 30 pitches in the game today. Like, it's ball game over. Like, you can miss me with that.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.